You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting from really cold Burr, Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you made a decision to join me today from all over the world. And guess what? As I say every week, I believe that it is a setup so that you can receive exactly what you've been searching for. Even before you listen to the show, I believe that you have been energetically attracted to the show today. Well, how are you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know what time it is, but it is the divine timing of the spirit for you to listen. Well, I am doing really well. Like I said, it is a cold day here in the ATL. And y'all, I am still celebrating my birthday. I have been crying for the last 7 days. Thank everyone for your cards, your texts, your gifts, your emails, your likes. I'm just so radically grateful. I have this large extended family, and for that, I'm grateful. I'm still celebrating, but I'm sort of laughing at myself because I'm like, man, I used to could stay out all night long and get up and go to work the next day. That ain't happening. You know, but it's all good. I've had some wonderful experiences, beautiful restaurants, gifts, and I'm just so grateful. But today I'm going to be talking to you, or at least interviewing Christy O'Sullivan. She's going to be talking to you about how to manifest during a life crisis. You know, I tell people you need to be kind to people because you never know what somebody has been thinking, what they're going through. I just know personally, even in my own life, you know, there have been times when I was smiling on the outside, but depressed on the inside. So can you manifest abundance? Can you manifest your dreams even while you're in the middle of difficult circumstances? We're going to tell you how you can do that. Follow me on social media. If you guys want to see a lot of my birthday stuff, you can go there. But on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, I want you to really follow me because I do a lot of live where people can just ask me any questions. So you get more of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Real, raw, in real time, spontaneous answer to your questions. I also upload short reels and short videos. And so what are you doing? You're nourishing your soul, because during times like these, we need everything. So follow me on social media, Law of Attraction Constance, both on TikTok. You better find me on TikTok and on Instagram and on Twitter. And is Coach with Constance on Facebook. So would love to connect with you there. So some people once again have been asking me, are you a law of attraction coach? Yes, I am. So let me tell you just a little bit about the areas that I coach in. I do personal coaching. You guys know I'm a master's level counselor. I say this almost every week, but I have so many new listeners. For 25 to 30 years, I think it's been 30 now, I do relationship coaching. So that means if you are single, if you are going through a divorce, if your spouse has transitioned, I do relationship coaching, business coaching, how to find your own purpose, how to go through grief and recovery coaching. We don't go through that. We just get up and keep going. Of course, law of attraction coaching, et cetera. And you guys know I go inside first. So I'm gonna really actually counsel you first. To find out what your core beliefs are, so you could create what new core beliefs. We're going to change those paradigms and develop a different mindset, transform your subconscious. I'm going to teach you how to close the gap between where you are and where you desire to be. We're going to get rid of those limiting beliefs. All of that self-sabotaging stuff that's holding you back. Because it's November, and how are you feeling, really? Let's be honest, y'all, about your manifestations this year. And then we're going to get really clear about what your goal and intentions are, and then develop a plan according to your lifestyle. If you have five children, the plan is going to be different for somebody who's single and doesn't have that type of responsibility. So we're going to develop that personal life plan, et cetera. And so that's the areas that I coach in. But let me tell you just what has happened in some of my clients' lives just over the last 30 days. Purchase new homes, increase in sales, healing of relationships, and now creating a new life. One person has been reconciled back to his children. You know how rich that is? Another person got a new job that's going to come with a new luxury vehicle. Closer, intimate relationship with God, launch new businesses, a 50-pound weight loss. When I see this client now, she sent me a Christmas card of her family last year. And when I coach her, she looks so different now. But a 50-pound weight loss and has kept it off. Healing of childhood issues. That's so big. A higher salary than ever before. So, what you're going to do is you're going to make a decision. I am ready to coach. I'm ready to be accountable, to invest the time, effort, and money. Once you decide which coaching package you want, we're going to send you out of an assessment. It's going to ask you every kind of question you ever thought of. And once you get it back to me, I will coach with you within 10 business days. So that's the deal, everybody. What do you want for your life? And I tell you, I was telling one of my clients, I said, you know something? I think I'm helping you, but I think y'all helping me too, because I'm just so amazed at what happens when you heal your soul, get clear about what you want, and develop baby step plans to move forward. God is no respecter of person. And so it's up to you. I would love to do a 20-minute discovery call. No coercion, no pressure. I'm just going to listen to you. So if you're really interested, and I am almost at my, what do I want to call it? My maximum, because I only normally coach 1 to 2 people a day, because I want to be able to give my full attention. You know, there's a lot of prayer, a lot of meditation that goes on with me before I even say yes. Before I coach somebody, I spend time just kind of seeing where they are. You will have to send me a check-in form every week. Let me know where you are, what you've been doing, accountability. But y'all know the deal. So if you're interested in, you can interview me. If you're interested, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You've heard my clients, and let's make it happen. I think that's it, everybody. So we are going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with Christy, and we're going to give you some how-tos, some steps, some rituals of how you can manifest even if you're in difficult circumstances right now. So everybody stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, here I am, and I'm excited about this portion of the show. And we have Miss Christy all the way from Tampa, Florida. How you doing, Christy?
Hi, Miss Constance. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm so glad to be here.
Did we plan this? I have blonde hair.
Right?
At least today I have blonde hair, and we both have on black. But what I want to do with the listeners, Christy, is really share in real time. What does a person do in real life when they really want to create a dream, live a dream, manifest a dream, and then life happens? What rituals, what do you do? What's your thinking? And we're going to help some people today, because what I'm telling people is that somebody asked me, well, why did that show up in my life? I'm like, it's life. It's life, and it's how you're going to respond to it. So Christy, let us hear your story, and then we're just going to walk through some things that you're doing to really keep moving forward.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this, but a wise woman once told me that you cannot hear the messages that you're being given if you're turbulent. And I believe that might have been you.
I don't remember saying that.
You definitely said it to me.
I better
so
write that
it
down.
Was one of my times where I was going through a difficult time and we were talking. And that was one of the things that stood out to me as being 100% true. You can't hear the messages that are coming at you. You can't make decisions clearly if you're turbulent in your mind. And so one of the things that I've prayed for over the past couple of years, especially as we've gone through some of our rockiest roads, is peace and clarity. And when I prayed for those and was able to get quiet. I was able to figure out, and also through, you as my mentor and some of the other people who I listened to, with their messaging, try and figure out how to not stay stuck, how to get unstuck, how to hear messages, how to get quiet, how to get clear. And I knew that I needed to make a move or I was going to stay stuck. It's very, very easy to get caught up in the inertia of life and go down that deep, dark spiral. And it gets because you're tired. And sometimes you just want to be in your bed.
That's true. Tell our listeners at the level that you feel comfortable with what your life has been like and kind of what you've been dealing with.
So over the past couple of years, don't make me cry now.
It's okay.
We have, my son has severe and debilitating anxiety and depression. And that is a very, very, very difficult role because, not only is it heartbreaking to see your vibrant, athletic, smart, good student, well-rounded son just kind of go down this deep, dark path of, not wanting to live anymore, not knowing how to dig himself out. We had, had hospitalizations, we had gone through outpatient therapies. And this was a very long road. We're talking over 2 years.
Wow.
And at various stages of crisis, essentially. So through a lot of therapy, through a lot of prayer, we've been able to still kind of find our way out together. We are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, which is nice. But our life looks a lot different now than what we pictured it. And so there was a lot of radical acceptance happening that this is our life, and it's not perfect. It's not how we pictured it, but this is what it is. And how are we going to get out of this? How are we going to fix it? A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of tears, a lot of prayer.
And I can imagine, just the day in, day out, one day, because, having worked in the school system, I sort of get that one day your son might be feeling pretty good and maybe the next 3 days not, and doctor's appointments and therapist appointments. And here you are, you have all of these dreams and you're married and you have another child, and all of this is all enmeshed together, which could really make you feel some kind of way. How were you feeling?
Yeah, so we had a period of time where I was getting ready to leave my job to pursue my business, which I was very excited about. And then all of a sudden the curveball came where there was daily therapy. At first we were getting daily phone calls home because there were panic attacks at school. There was, just the inability to function anymore, really. A lot of appointments. And so my dream of starting my business took a backseat to taking care of my son, which, at first was really hard because, you feel like you're taking one step forward and two steps back, but at the same time, it couldn't have been a bigger blessing to actually have that opportunity to be able to take care of him, because what I was doing before was a job that was, was working as a journalist. Our hours were 9 to 9, not 9 to 5. They were all over the place. So I was definitely not in a place to be able to give myself fully to him and try and find the solutions to his healing. So it was a really hard there were a lot of feelings happening. It was a lot of asking why at first. On so many levels, why are we here? Why can't we seem to get anywhere. There were people in our lives at the time in school system that didn't understand his struggles, that thought he was faking it, or, you know, we struggled with getting a 504 plan. We struggled with finding emergency help. So it was a lot of heavy at the time.
And so here Krista is. So I'm talking to listeners. Yours might be, you might be sick, or you might be caring for a parent, or maybe you lost your job during the pandemic, or maybe you're depressed, but you're still trying to manifest these dreams, and you have desires, and you have wishes, but in spite of that, life is happening. And I understand your father, you're dealing with helping him with some stuff that he's going through right now.
Right. So my parents have had some medical issues also pop up. And so that was, you know, also at a time where things start moving in your business. So, you know, it feels like a lot where you're trying to move forward, but then life, it just happens. You can't time it out. And it is what it is. So, you know, it is a conscious choice every day to not go to those dark places, to not think, why me, mm-hmm. to not feel like, why can't I just, you know, catch a break? Because and when I talk about it like that, I don't mean it like that, because the people in my life also need to catch a break. You know, it's not about me. If you think about how, you know, my son must feel, it's got to be 10 times harder on him to have to go through that than to be me helping him through that, you know. Yeah. Same thing with my parents. So it's not, you know, it's not about me at that time, but at the same time, you know, our whole family is sort of in a difficult position, and you have to figure a way out, right?
And I remember your mother-in-law made her transition. So all of this is in Christy's life. I don't know what's in your life. Y'all know that I went through my 2 months with my throat and, you know, coughing and, God, what is this and what's going on? And went to one doctor, then went to another doctor. And so the question is, what can we do? What are some practices? What are some ways of thinking, some mindsets? Because you've manifested a lot in the middle of all of this, Christy, right? What are some mindsets that we still can have as like stabilizers mm-hmm. that keeps us going forward? Go ahead.
So one of the things that's helped me is to try and return to a center or a routine. Kind of got to a place where I can't do and be and exist in this sadness anymore. Because you're right, you know, my mother-in-law did make the transition earlier this year. We all got COVID. We lost our cat. I
mean, oh my God.
I'm not even, this year was way harder than last year for us. But, you know, it just seems to be like a lot of things happening at once. And it is probably been the most difficult season of my entire life. But yes, in the midst of that, I had been journaling for the past 2 years, a lot of the things that I wanted to have appear in my life, like my business, like, you know, we needed a new car. I had that on my vision board. We had, you know, I constantly go back to peace and clarity, and how I've done it is through a lot of journaling and a lot of prayer, a lot of music. Most recently though, over the past month or two, when it was getting to be the heaviest, I started this morning routine, which has basically changed everything. It's been a complete game changer for me personally. It's, you know, I wake up early. I have my gratitude journal. In it, I have written my top three goals of right now, you know, where I want to be in my business, where I want to be with our family, and, you know, one other goal. Sometimes that one's weight loss. Sometimes it's my house, like jockeys back and forth. But when I achieve the top, one of the top three, I move a different one into it. And then I have, there's probably four pages written down of words and affirmations that I've collected over the years from my favorite speakers and my favorite mentors like you. Mm-hmm. And I read through all of them and I talk about them as if they're in my life right now.
Give me an example of that. And so I want to say to listeners, so these morning rituals, I'm going to call them spiritual connectors, mm-hmm. or stabilizers. Even though Christy is going through everything that she is going through, she made a decision. Everybody, you got to make the decision like I did. I said, am I going to be pitiful or powerful? I got mm-hmm. tired of being pitiful.
That's a good one. I'm going to have to write that down.
Am I going to be pitiful or powerful? Mm-hmm. So it looks like Christy made a decision that every morning she's going to do these things no matter what.
So
speak out loud just a couple of the things. Can you remember a couple of things?
Sure. I have them in front of me. So okay. Some of them are like, talk about ideas, not people. Do not negotiate with yourself. Spread love and joy. You are the answer to somebody's prayers is a really big one for me because I get really in my own head and self-conscious about whether or not I should talk about certain things on my own social platforms. So one of them is magic is you at a higher vibrational frequency. Wow. Suffering comes from focusing on yourself. Raise your standards for what you accept and what you will tolerate in yourself and declare, I'm not going to suffer. Happiness every day, no matter what happens, because my life, my family's life depends on it. And I don't mean like the toxic positivity either. Mm-hmm. I mean, finding gratitude in the smallest of things, finding gratitude and strength in the trials that you've suffered through. It's not easy, but we can draw the strength from how we came out of it. Being thankful for the present and trading in expectation for appreciation. That one came from you.
It did. Mm-hmm. I better start remembering.
You do. You got so many. Wherever focus goes, energy flows. You are never prepared because you cannot plan for greatness. That's one of my favorite ones.
I love that.
So I have, you know, pages of these messages. And then what happens is that I read through them. I get to a place where I start to write down my own gratitude list.
After you read through
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Usually have some sort of, I either have on meditations listening to or my 90s Pandora channel or Post Malone. I have some sort of music that kind of puts mm-hmm. me in the zone or meditation affirmations or a podcast, your podcast. And then I go into just writing down in gratitude and I write it in the present tense. Like even if it didn't happen, I'm grateful for having finished my client work and serving them in amazing ways by noon today, you know, and I have, you know, I'm grateful that we had a peaceful day. I'm grateful for the answers that you gave me on X, Y, or Z. And I talk about the gratitude. And if there's a day where I don't feel like I can pull gratitude, I find gratitude in breathing the air today and the sun on my face.
Good.
And the birds that are outside my window. And then it starts to become more energy flowing through. And then the funny thing is that the one gift, because I'm a writer and I cannot create things when I'm turbulent, is that I will start to hear messages and things that I need to do or write about. And so a whole nother page, I'll just rip it out and start just writing down the ideas. So the ideas just start coming. So it's something that has become just such a powerful way for me to get into a creation space in my head. And then not only that, but to get into a place where my mind is clear, because it just gets so loud up there.
You know, and let's go back and unpack this a little bit, because in the midst of everything that Christy is going through right now, she made a choice. Every day, no matter what, I'm going to, whether I feel it or not. I told somebody asked me the other day, do you always feel motivated? I said, absolutely, unequivocally not.
No.
No. But you made a choice. I'm going to get in the vibration of these rituals, of these encounters, because this is what is going to stabilize, motivate, bring me to a creative space. Is that is that what's happening?
That's exactly what's happening. You know, because number one, you can't pour from an empty cup. We talk about that all the time just our lives and in Instagram quotes, but it's true. Once you're at capacity, you don't have the space anymore to respond. Now you're in your life reacting, and you need to be in a place where you can respond, especially if you are in a state of crisis in your life. We have to be able to slow down so we can speed up. That was one that came to me today. You can't just run at 1,000 miles an hour all the time. It's just not physically possible to do that. So this gives you a place to slow down so that you can speed up. And actually, as you would say, this helps with the quantum leaps that occur.
Is that what I would say? And you know, the interesting thing is, so Christy, does that mean even when you didn't get a good night's sleep, the next morning you still make a decision, this is what I'm going to do?
Yes, it is not pretty. It doesn't look pretty. You know, slump out to the coffee maker. I go get my coffee. I come sit down. And even if it's 10 minutes that day, it's still 10 minutes. And then I'll come back to it again for longer. But when I usually do it, even when I don't want to, it's usually about 30 minutes to a half hour, and half hour to an hour. But what I find really funny is that, you know, we spend all this time not having time in our day, but it's amazing how when you do this, you actually find more time in your day. At least that's been my experience.
You
find more, all of a sudden, I've found more time to do more things that I love. It's like, it doesn't make sense. You're spending more time on something, but somehow I found the energy, wherewithal to carve out time for other things that I love because of this.
And the interesting thing is, you're connecting with spirit, you're connecting with energy, you're connecting with good. And what you don't have, because remember, we're co-creating all day long. Mm-hmm. So you just might be 40%, but then God is 60%. And then y'all come together because you are co-creating, and you realize that instead of saying, oh, this isn't happening, nothing is happening for me, Constance, why hasn't it shown up yet? What Christy has done and what you can do and what I do, it keeps you centered.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. What have you manifested, Christy, by using this? Every time I look online, I see, I'm like, wait a minute, say what? Christy has manifested what? Because it puts you in alignment.
It does. Yes. And so so number one, I've manifested answers to a lot of our problems. Oh, and not just answers, but direction and guidance. You know, people all of a sudden pop into my life that are able to help us with a certain issue that we're having. That feels miraculous on its own.
Okay, let me make a statement. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. And so let's just say they might have had your son on medicine XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy might have known that's not working. Maybe mm-hmm. an article or somebody popped into her life and said, no, he needs ABC. Is that what mm-hmm. you mean?
That is what happened. Yes. So when we found ourselves at a dead end with medicine, and we were literally, we found we had nowhere else to turn. Somebody came into my life who was like, oh, you know what, you should try this person. You know, is a functional medicine doctor. I'm totally for medicine if you need it and can handle it and everything. Like, everybody's got their own thing. Mm-hmm. I am not judging. For my son, he had a gene mutation that didn't allow him to accept the medicine at its full potential. And that wasn't something that was picked up on until this person had told me about this other doctor. And then we ran genetic tests and, well, voila, there was an answer for us. And so we were able to treat his mental health differently because of that one little nugget. And you know, a lot of that is too about opening up to other people about what your struggles are, because you would be surprised at who else is fighting these same battles and who can share information and resources with you. And that is actually what happened in that case. But, you know, that was also through a lot of prayer and, you know, where am I going to find the answer? And these answers just came, you know, in places that you would least expect.
Let me make a statement. Okay, for somebody who might need wisdom about your job, about more money, the Bible says, if a man asks with needs wisdom, it said, I'm paraphrasing, pray to God and he won't hold it back. It mm-hmm. also says in Proverbs that God has sound wisdom laid up for you. But it was in Christy's quiet time, in the midst of turbulent circumstances, mm-hmm. that she received not only the wisdom about her son, but probably about her business and other stuff. Right, Christy?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And people came into my life through my business. I got a call from out of nowhere from someone that I knew long ago who needed a person. And then all of a sudden, now I have a contract with this person. I ended up finding a mentor for my business, which was something I had not foreseen nor thought was achievable for me. And I started surrounding myself with people who are where I want to be. And then when my vibration started to get higher, I was able to attract more of the things that I loved into my life. Like I attracted, you know, higher ticket clients. It just was, and then my business started taking off.
I want you to expound on being around people that where you want to be and the vibration of that.
Yeah. So when, you know, a lot of times when you're trying to build something and you're trying to run off the energy of the people around you who really aren't where you want to be, you have a lot of naysayers in your life. A lot of people were like, oh, you're not going to be able to do that. Or, oh, well, who's going to pay that much for your services? Or who, you know, oh, you're starting your own business. Why don't you get a real job? You know, and you have a lot of that negativity. And that adds to your already, you know, a lot of people already have some of those insecurities about starting something for themselves. So what you really want to do is surround yourself with people who have gotten there, who have proven all the naysayers wrong, who are emptying the head trash themselves, who are working through their inner soundtracks in their mind already. And then they kind of loop you in and bring you up to where they're at. And that is when that happens, that's magic.
Yeah, because you see it and you experience it. And I remember when Christy was like, well, how much should I charge? She ain't like that no more, y'all. She
said that was a hard roadblock for me.
Yeah. But when you
self-worth was a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. So here you are. You got wisdom about your son, wisdom about your business. Anything else?
So I've never been much of a business person because I've always worked behind the scenes. I've always worked for somebody. I've always mm-hmm. worked for a business. So, and I don't love math. So That's why I married an engineer. He does the math.
I was getting ready to say, isn't your husband a mathematician or some kind of yeah. brilliant, something like that?
So maybe I manifested some math into my life. I don't know. But I don't, those are things that I've always told myself I'm not good at. And so that was something I had to work at as, you know, okay, yeah, you're about to form your LLC. You're about to, start to really, you're about to hire somebody. I hired somebody for the first time. I have an assistant now. So,
wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm, that was okay, a huge Christy, move.
You didn't turn into a real baller. I tell you, I'm not surprised at that.
So these are things that I just, never, I saw other people doing, but never thought were possible for myself. Mm-hmm. And so I'm starting to actually build the business as a business person and finding that now my instincts are starting to take over and that maybe I do have a thing or two in there that I can use, but you tell yourself something long enough, you start to believe it.
And the interesting thing is Christy talked about being vulnerable. I think that vulnerability is so big, but we live in a very shame-based society where you got to have it all together. You got to look perfect on Instagram and all of that. But when you can share where you are, is something about giving voice to your pain. I think it echoes out into the universe and the answer comes back to you.
I think that 1,000%.
I just got that download from the spirit right then.
That's so huge. And that brings up 2 points I want to make. Number one is when I started talking about our struggles with mental health and with the child who deals with mental health, the people came out of the woodwork. But first of all, this is sad and scary at the state of where we are with this and how many people are suffering silently with this and how many people feel like they're alone. That made me so sad, but it made me feel so, comforted to know that I could tell somebody they're not alone. It's not just you. This is not just you, I promise you. But number two, and this is totally unrelated, but anytime I would become vulnerable outwardly, I would share a really, really personal story. I end up getting calls and discovery calls from clients and or potential clients and jobs. And these are not people who saw my posts because most of my posts are private. So it's like that. It's kind of like the energy that you're putting out where you're, sharing yourself or sharing a piece of you with the universe. I found that every time when I released my podcast and got vulnerable on that, I got, that's when I got my first big client. When I, I just put out a proposal today and I had just done that post last week that we had talked about. But I think that it's worth talking about your struggles. A lot of times we put out the highlights and, just sort of suffer behind closed doors.
Silently. Yeah. This is what I believe happened in the quantum world. I believe that when Christy released that pain and just shared it in a vulnerable way, that created space, because that holding that kind of stuff in, that takes up the creative space that you could be using for other stuff. So let's just say that 50% of Christy was just stuck in everything that was going on. But then when she released it, that meant that she had more expansion, more space for other creativity to flow forth. I'm not surprised business came to you. It had to. Before, it didn't have a place. There was no room for it. And so there is such freedom and there is such vulnerability and honesty. And when you're authentic, you are authentic. Hey, guys, this is what I'm going through. Over here, because in the quantum world, everything is connected. So over there in business, there was room for people to see you. I'm not surprised at that.
Yeah, I I am. I mean, but when you put it that way, no, that makes a lot of sense. But mm-hmm. I'm always completely mystified by how that happens. And, you know, I'm not saying I, you know, air all my dirty laundry out. I deleted that post before I wrote it. I just felt like, oh gosh, I'm really putting something out here. But, you know, I'm like, you know what? I got to talk about it. And I'm glad I did, because I got a lot of messages from people who were also going through things.
I see you adding value. I see you creating a space for other people to open up. And I can hear some people saying, well, Constance, you're supposed to be talking about the law of attraction. We are talking about the law of attraction. We're talking about the in the midst of difficult times, in the midst mm-hmm. of sometimes horrific circumstances, Christy has chosen, I'm going to call it that sacred spot. That yeah. is so powerful. It's like dynamite. I mean, she's manifested everything. She got a new car. I'm like, Christy got a new car? I remember that car. And you've gotten big clients. Am I correct, Christy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple big clients. So I was really excited about that. And, you know, one of the things that makes me happiest about getting the bigger clients is that I can hire other people. So I'm kind of giving, you know, I saw, mm-hmm. you know, somebody having a hard time and I was able to hire them. Like they had just lost somebody. So I was able to hire them. I had an issue. And so, you know, it's kind of like you're kind of able to do more good around you when that happens. So yeah. that was a blessing. So you look at it, you know, as not as I, you know, I want money or I want to make this and this amount, but I want to be able to do things for people with it. I want to be able to, you know,
bless be people able to, and help people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, today I went and I got a pedicure and the lady did such a good job. She was an older lady. And I think my pedicure, I think was $30 because I got jail. I know too much information. And I said, I said, I'm gonna give her a $20 tip. And she came up and she hugged me and she said, Uber, Uber. And I'm like, what is she saying? And the other lady said, this is her Uber money. And aww. She is so grateful because it cost her $10 mm-hmm. to come to work and then to go home.
Right.
And that's just exhibit A of the fringe benefits that come out of being centered, having these rituals and encounters every single day, even though your life is not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You can yeah. be, Christy could be pitiful or powerful.
Pitiful or powerful. And I'm not going to lie, there were days I was pitiful. But this brings that other, you know, thing that you say up. And I think about this all the time. You can open the window and look around in there, but don't you dare pack your bags and stay.
Yeah.
And so that's one of those things that, you know, I think about, okay, and I'm going to sit here. I'm going to feel this. I'm going to let it percolate for a minute, but I'm not going to stay. And so I feel the feelings and then try and move on. And sometimes that's just getting a shower that day. Sometimes that's moving from one space to the other. Sometimes it's going out. Sometimes the movements are small, but they have to be forward.
And so are you acknowledging the small things that are happening, the small transform? It sounds like you are, because to me, you sound like in the midst of all of your difficulty, you're in such a higher, more spiritual, more centered place.
Yeah. So you can, so yes, definitely hearing or looking at the small things, you know, taking, you know, having to take my parents to appointments because they can't drive anymore. However, mm-hmm. that's the time I get to spend with them. Or, you know, my son you know, he also has ADHD, staying up all night, and I'm up in the middle of the night because I can hear what he's got insomnia. He can't sleep. He's, you know, building a computer, you know, and hyper-focused. And I'm, you know, the next day I just, you know, so tired, but, you know, that was a 1000% improvement over where we were last summer. So I'll take it.
Yeah. You're not complaining. Mm-mm. You're not saying why me. Mm-hmm. And so what, anything else you want to say, Christy, because this is exhibit A, you know, and I do the same thing myself. People think I have a perfect life. I'm like, man, mm-mm. Follow me around for a week. I could tell you some things.
No, it's a mess. And my husband, he sees it too. He sees the mess. But I think the important part for people, I think, is that, you know, to surround yourself with people who inspire you, mm-hmm. To surround yourself with things that you love, surround yourself with things that could possibly put you in a higher vibration, write gratitude lists every single day, mm-hmm. even if it's 10 minutes out of your day, even if it's in car line, wherever you can, sit with it for as long as you can. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes, but boy, is it powerful if you can do a little bit more, and do it consistently and build yourself this routine that when things get really difficult, you know that you can come back to this space and this space is going to fill your cup again.
There's nothing I can say behind that. So powerful. And Christy is exhibit A of what I want all of you to begin to do. You can individualize it, customize it. And Christy, it don't matter what you feel like, you've made a decision, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a decision. What. Yeah. And I have one last thing.
Go that's ahead.
Super important is boundaries. Sometimes you have to put up some really big boundaries for yourself about what you're going to tolerate in your own life, because there is a lot of negativity out there. So, you know, one other thing I stopped doing is looking at my phone the first thing in the morning.
Oh, hallelujah.
For an hour, you know, the first hour of being awake, don't look at my phone. Don't turn on the TV. Just be present. Be present with where you're at.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just hit something. Sorry. I hit my phone. Sorry.
So, playing your messages out. But you know, don't look at your phone right away in the morning. And create boundaries for yourself where, like, you know, maybe you're not going to watch scary shows. Maybe you're going to turn off the news. Maybe, you know, you look kind of take inventory of your life and look at what is, you know, causing you anxiety and causing you stress, and the relationships in your life that, you know, aren't bringing you joy anymore, or not able to, you know, that you're giving too much of your energy to, and start taking care of yourself and putting boundaries up so that you can find peace.
And so right in the midst of difficulty, you can manifest.
Yes.
And that's what I'm telling. You're always manifesting. Don't wait until, I tell people, stop waiting and start creating. Mm-hmm. Because you're not really waiting. Every moment you're creating. And like Christy, she said, it's not easy, it's difficult, but she made a commitment and a decision. She's gripped, she does gratitude, she prays, she surrounded herself with people that are on her level or higher. She sets boundaries. And I don't know what else, Chris, anything else you think of? This is so good, because I can hear people saying, well, you know, I'm a single mom. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not in any way downplaying any of that. You might be feeling depressed. You might be thinking it's the end of the year, and I thought by now I would have manifested. Well, you're waiting on something. in that moment, start creating by being grateful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, last year, this time, or just, you know, actually last summer, at the beginning of summer, you know, we were doing the homeschool like most people were. I was collecting unemployment at the time. I didn't have a job. I didn't have my business. And within that space of a year, I've doubled and tripled my business and income. So it's been a really hard year. But, when I think the most important thing is to just try and get quiet, try and make some space for yourself, try and listen for the direction, because you are co-creating. You are fine. There is direction. You're not left out alone to flail by yourself.
You're not an orphan. You're co-creating with God. And the last thing I'm going to say, there is profit in stillness. There is prosperity in stillness. There is wisdom and knowledge in stillness. And Christy, I love you. I am so happy for you. And guess what?
I love you too.
I am not at all surprised. And for listeners, you can do the same thing. And Christy, do you have information? What's your website, or how can people reach you? Yeah, let's share that with people.
So my website is christyomedia.com. That's my business website. I'm on TikTok as I am Christio, Christieo. I'm on Instagram.
She is so good, y'all. Go ahead.
I talk a lot about our anxiety on TikTok. And I'm on Instagram at I am Christio. That's my personal. And then, of course, Christio Media as my business. But that's where I share social media tips and for businesses, because that's my main audience for that.
Okay. Everybody reach out to her. Krista, this has been so powerful. Everybody, as I say every week, it's a decision. I want you to get happy. I want you to stay happy, be happy, and see what happens. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you, Krista.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.